Midge had flung the cloak over the rat's head. Tammo gave him 2 good hard knocks with the spear haft to make sure he went out. Then they lay still, peering outside at Wrinkle and his band, who had made a fire some distance away, careful after Damag's warning to stay away from the prisoners. Tammo watched them until he was sure they had noticed nothing amiss. Midge passed him Sneezewort's cloak and spear, and donned Louseworth's cloak himself.
Get rid of those rags now, Tam. We'll have to shift pretty fast.
Discarding their disguises, they slid under the rear of the canvas shelter and wriggled off into the night, hugging tight to the ground until they were well away. Midge threw the hood of his cloak up.
Now to get old Forden free. Right, Tam, straighten up there. Make it look as if we're 2 sentry-type vermin taking a duty patrol around the camp, what?
Picking their way boldly round rapscallions sleeping by campfires, the pair made their way down to the stream. Blugatch, the rapmark captain, was snoring next to his companions by the water's edge, their fire untended and burnt to white ashes. Tammo crept up to the cage and identified himself to the old squirrel.
It's Tammo and Mitch. Come on, old chap. Time to go.
A few swift slices of Tammo's dirk severed the ropes on the cage door, and Fordun crawled out, having already freed himself from his bonds with the small knife they had given him earlier. Positioning themselves either side of Fordun, the hares gripped his paws and marched them off quietly. Midge whispered to him,
"If any beast stops us, leave the talking to me. We're 2 rapscallion guards taking you to Damag because he wants to question you. I bluff us through. Don't worry."
Louseworth had 2 things going in his favour: an extra thick skull and remarkable powers of recovery. Staggering from the dark, smoky shelter, he sat on the ground, nursing his head and grunting with pain. Wrinkle, who had been watching the darkened shelter suspiciously, came bounding over.
"Where's the 2 prisoners? Have you still got them?"
Shaking his head gingerly, Louseworth peered up at him.
I don't know. It went dark all of a sudden."
Wrinkle ran back to his fire and snatched the blazing brand. Kicking Louseworth aside, he rushed into the shelter and, seizing Sneezewort cruelly by one ear, he struck him several times with the burning stick until the rat came round with a yelp.
"Bungling idiot!"
Wrinkle snarled into Sneezewort's frightened face.
"You've let him escape, haven't you? Best thing you can do is take off fast before the first blade learns the gone, or Damag will slay you and your mate for sure. Go on, beat it, and don't raise no alarms. Leave those 2 to me. I'll settle with them."
He signalled to his waiting band.
"Arm up and let's go. They've escaped. Don't go shouting and roaring all over the camp. I want those 2 ragbags for myself. We'll catch him and take him somewheres nice and quiet. We'll all do that purr hard and slow afore dawn break. Now, go silent."
Louseworth staggered upright, and Sneezeworth leaned on him for support.
"That's us finished with the rapscallions, mate. Let's be on our way afore Warfang wakes and decides to have us for breakfast."
Without another word, they stumbled off south, as far as they could get from Damag Warfang's vengeance.